Louisiana to get cleaner and greener with $1 million from EPA, more than $5 million in brownfields funding awarded across the region. Several groups in Louisiana will be working to transform polluted properties into community assets with the help of $800,000 in brownfields grants from the Environmental Protection Agency. Several groups in Louisiana will be working to transform polluted properties into community assets with the help of $1 million in brownfields grants from the Environmental Protection Agency. The grants were announced today by EPA to support cleanup efforts in the cities of Alexandria, Lake Charles, and New Orleans. EPA continues to use the Brownfields program to stimulate environmental and economic success in our communities, said EPA Regional Administrator Richard E. Green. This program is a great example of how federal and local groups can work together to turn contaminated properties into viable developments. Brownfields are vacant, abandoned, or underused properties with redevelopment potential that suffer from known or perceived environmental contamination. More than $5 million in brownfields grants were announced today across EPA Region 6, which includes Arkansas, Louisiana, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Texas. Louisiana's brownfields recipients include the following. City of New Orleans received two brownfields grants totaling $400,000 to assess sites with hazardous substances and potential petroleum contamination and conduct community outreach. The city has identified 267 brownfield sites and 177 closed service stations. Redevelopment plans for the sites include housing and green spaces. Jericho Road Episcopal Housing Initiative received $200,000 to clean up the Saratoga Street incinerator site in New Orleans. Soil at the site is contaminated with volatile organic compounds, metals, polychlorinated biphenyls, and dioxins. Once cleanup is complete, the property will be used for single-family residences and a community garden. The city of Lake Charles received $200,000 to clean up the former Sears & Roebuck retail store on Ryan Street. The 30-year-old structure covers about 4 acres and is contaminated with metals, inorganic contaminants, and other hazardous substances. Future plans include redeveloping the property into a hotel with retail and office space. The city of Alexandria received $200,000 to set up a geographic information system inventory of sites, conduct assessments, and support community outreach. Former refinery, chemical, and manufacturing activities have left hazardous substances in several areas. Assessment of these brownfield sites is expected to spur community improvements. Since the beginning of the program in 1995, EPA's South Central Region has leveraged $2.3 billion in brownfields cleanup and redevelopment, helped create 10,700 jobs, and supported the assessment of 750 properties. The brownfields program encourages redevelopment of America's estimated 450,000 abandoned and contaminated waste sites.